Dit is SBS Dutch.
Yeah, From the Lowlands to the Ranges is the title of the new exhibition about Dutch migrants in the Yarra Valley. Jerry and Anne, what is your connection with the Netherlands?
Well, my family came to Australia in 1956. And I suppose we probably all, once we went to school, we mainly all spoke English. But Mum and Dad always spoke Dutch. But then we just picked it all up naturally, you know, with visit, like relatives coming. And my family came from Nesterwolde in North Brabant.
Yeah.
So that's where my family, and I suppose it's more my dad's family, and my mum was born in Gelderland. She came from Harreveld in Gelderland.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry?
Okay, so I was born in Hillegom.
Just next to the bulbs.
Yeah, in the Bollestreek. And so that was in 1954. So we came to Australia in 1963. So I was 8 years old. So I still remember things from the Netherlands. And I was in the third grade. So I naturally spoke Dutch, which was good. And my parents, when they arrived here, they all spoke Dutch to us at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So you did still speak the language even here in Australia?
Yes. Yeah. And then because we both, at different stages, moved to live in Monbulk, and Monbulk in the 60s was like little Holland. It was a very big Dutch community. And my parents' friends were obviously Dutch, and to the extent that we even called them Oom and Dis and Tante, that you know, we call them aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played klavias every week, visiting people's houses. So when it was their turn to come to our house, yeah, they were all talking Dutch. And so, and then when I and Anne met and I started going out together and obviously married nearly 50 years ago because Anne's family were always talking Dutch at home. I've never really been out of that atmosphere of people talking Dutch, although
yes.
I don't, when I can sort of speak it if I get going a bit.
It's your confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Het is gewoon, het legt niet zo makkelijk op mijn tong.
Nee, moet u over nadenken.
Ja, een beetje nadenken. Maar als ik een beetje op gang kom, dan kan ik het wel een beetje Nederlands praten.
Yeah, well, feel free to just speak Dutch if you feel like it. Okay. So what made you two and the others who have worked really hard on this exhibition to, you know, to work on this and to, you know, feel like it's time for an exhibition about this?
It all started with Maria McCarthy. She was president of the Lilydale and District Historical Society. Then she asked another member of the Historical Society, Helen Darvell, if she could help Maria, because Maria did an Italian exhibition 3 years ago, and her next exhibition she wanted to do was one on the Dutch migrants. So, and then they asked me whether I could help them, and I thought, well, this is something I love doing. Of course I'll help you. So, and that's how it started. So it started about 12 months ago. And we got the Monbulk Historical Society involved. And then we just asked families if they would like to participate or do a story on a storyboard of their migration. So why they left Holland, where they first lived when they came to Australia. Because a lot of migrants, when they came to Australia, they went to Bonegilla. Box Hill was another one. Kensington, is that right, Jerry?
I think there was one in Maribyrnong.
Oh, Maribyrnong, that's the one. There's one in Maribyrnong where a lot of them went to. So we just asked families and most people said yes.
Yeah, so historically that area, a lot of Dutch migrants settled there. Are there still a lot of Dutchies around?
Yes, there are. And there's some businesses that started. I think one business was that, I think it's nearly going for 70 years. There are three and four generations. Today they're still going. So, yeah.
Was there a particular reason to do this? Because, I mean, you know of all these stories and all these families and they know each other, I reckon. What was the reason to actually turn this into an exhibition?
That probably was because Maria, she thought it would be lovely to hear the stories from the Dutch migration. And, yeah.
Can I just add, because she'd done the Italian exhibition, and she sort of felt it was time because the Dutch migrants, they come to Australia and there's this term in Dutch called aanpassen.
Yeah.
Which is they come here and they adapt to the Australian way of life. And in many respects, they try and integrate as much as they can. And although they're still Dutch, they're Dutch behind closed doors. They're sort of very Dutch at home still and in their own groups out in the wider world. A lot of people would be surprised that they are in fact Dutch. They try and be a bit more Aussie than the Aussies. So she thought it would be a good idea to put some sort of highlight the Dutch stories and the Dutch heritage and the contribution that the Dutch have made to the Yarra Ranges and also capture that history before it disappears.
Yes, yeah, so the opening was on Sunday. I heard it was very busy.
It was. With the bad weather, because we've had nice weather, and on Sunday we had nothing but rain.
But very Dutch.
That's what other people said. But it didn't stop people from coming to the exhibition. And another thing that it did was people got in contact with probably with people who they hadn't seen or spoken to for many years. Yeah.
So a lot of positive responses, I reckon.
It was very, very heartening to see the amount of interest. And it was nice to see people there with their kids and even grandkids come along and stand in front of the boards and see the story of their grandparents. And the other thing this project has done is with the visits that it triggered interest amongst individual families to get together and continue writing their own story because they realise it's something that's always been in the background in their mind and they've thought about it. But it's one of those things that I will get to it one day, but one day never comes, and then there'll be a time when people pass away and it can't be done anymore.
Yeah.
So they really realise that, and it spurted them on to get together and to write their story for the next generation.
So are your two stories part of the exhibition?
Yes.
And it's Hanegraaff.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously Van Horik.
I was only 18 months old when I came, when my parents migrated to Australia. So my sister Wilma did the Hanegraaff story because she was five. She did a wonderful job. My parents would be very proud of her.
That's fantastic. How many families are sharing their story?
30.
Wow, that is amazing. Just in your area, in your region.
Well, we could have had 150.
I reckon.
The reason was the amount of wall space we had available to display the stories.
So you already have gotten enough material for part two.
Yes.
Yes, but Mombok Historical Society, they're doing a book. So we need these stories because once this generation passes away, or the generation that migrated with their parents passes away, but then they've lost it because their children have never experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and they always wanted to do a book. So the families which were on the storyboards will go into the book, plus we've got additional families now that can go into the storybook.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if there's anybody who's listening who wants to contribute a story, if they're from the Yarra Ranges area, they're very welcome to.
That's great. So for those who missed out on Sunday, when and where can they visit the exhibition?
They can visit the exhibition at the Mombog Living and Learning Centre, 21 Main Road, Mombog. But the entrance is on Moores Road in Mombog.
Yep.
And the exhibition will remain in Mombog until the 30th of June.
So they have some time to visit.
Yeah, so Monday to Friday, that's when it will be open. So they've got, 7 weeks roughly to go and have a look at the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. And then it will be going to another place?
Yes, and then it will continue on going to Lilydale.
Well, it's just amazing. A great job for all of the people who worked on this. I reckon all volunteers.
Yes, they're all volunteers. And some of the family said to me, it is so much to take in that they're going to come back when there's not as many people there and read the stories.
Is there one story that stood out for you personally?
Oh,
not really, because every story is unique. Yeah, I couldn't really say one would be an outstanding one compared to someone else. I think, to me, they were all quite fascinating, interesting to see, when people came and how they came here, what their experience was. There was some, really tragic experiences, lots of hardships. But by and large, it all ended up with everyone's very happy and very glad that they live in this country. They're very appreciative of living in a really great country, being Australia.
Yeah. Well, I would like to congratulate you, Jerry and Anne, with this great exhibition. And thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to do this for you.
Thank you for your interest.
Yep.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.